so nice to see people back from Eretz Yisrael, see fresh Eretz Yisrael, the Kiyirin, back in this side of the world, and we thank you for joining us, and we look forward to welcoming you to Yeshiva, if and when you join us. We hope it'll be a good experience for you. I want to share some thoughts, really one mahalach, really a feeling that a Jew is supposed to have when he comes to the Seder. I always like to quote a line from Rav Chaim Meir of Vizhnitz. The Vizhnitz Rebbe said that when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he told his Hasidim, he said, "I love the Jews of Eretz Yisrael." He said, "Eretz Yisrael Jews are the best Jews in the world." So some of the Hasidim were very insulted because the Rebbe was talking about some people who were not Hasidim, some people who were not even religious. And he said, "No, these Jews in Eretz Yisrael, they get it much more than you guys." The Hasidim from Chutz La'aretz, he says, the Jews of Eretz Yisrael, they get it so much more than Jews who are even my Hasidim in Chutz La'aretz. I said, what do you love about the Eretz Yisrael Jews? So the Vizhnitz Rebbe said, because when you walk in the streets of Eretz Yisrael, the words that you always hear coming out of people's mouth, you ask someone, "What's doing? How are you?" Right? Hakol b'seder. Everyone says Hakol b'seder. So the Vizhnitz Rebbe said, they really get it here. They understand that Hakol b'seder, that everything depends upon the Seder. They tried to explain to the Rebbe, "I don't know if that's the Kavana." "No, Hakol b'seder, everything depends upon the Pesach Seder." And it's true. As much as it's a cute little story, it's really true. The entire story of the Jewish people really starts in a certain sense and ends with the Pesach Seder. "Hin ga'alti eschem achris kereishis." The beginning of the Geula is the Pesach Seder. And we're going to go back to really the shoresh of the Pesach Seder. That's what I want to share with you. And the end is the Pesach Seder. The Medrash Tanchuma says, unlike the Gemara that says, "In Nisan we were redeemed, in Nisan we will be redeemed," the Medrash goes a step further. The Medrash says, "On the 15th of Nisan we were redeemed, and on the 15th of Nisan we again will be redeemed." Which means we come to the Seder with the hope that maybe this year you'll open the door, and the Aliyah will be standing there, and Mashiach will be ushered in, and we'll have the Geula Shleima. You have to come to the Seder believing in the possibility of absolute Geula, a redemption of Klal Yisrael. So let's go back to an early Seder. Yeah, let's go back to an early Seder. When was there an early Seder in Jewish history? There's so many. I mean, you look at the end of the Haggadah, and when you have that piyut, it goes through all the things that happened over the course of Jewish history on the 15th of Nisan. It's an unbelievable zman of Geula. One of the things that happened on the 15th of Nisan, which is what I really want to think about together, is that Yitzchak gave the brachos to Yaakov. Yaakov was selected as opposed to Esav on the 15th of Nisan, on the Leil HaSeder. It's clear in the Midrashim that way. If you look in the Targum Yonas and Ben Uziel, it's clear that way. That the Gedim that were being prepared, right, for Yitzchak to eat, and the brachos that he was giving, and the bracha of Yitin Lecha, Halukim Mital HaShemayim, all of that took place at the Seder on the 15th of Nisan. So the Brisker Rav writes about it in his Sefer on Chumash, and says, let's just think about that for a second. So what does that mean? What does the Seder then become? The Seder becomes that moment when Klal Yisrael becomes Klal Yisrael. The moment that it becomes clear that Yaakov and Esav are not going to be parallel tracks. That Yaakov is going to emerge, and that Esav is not going to be part of our people. Esav will no longer be the continuation of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Let's go back a second. Avram had a Yitzchak and a Yishmael. Was there any Hava Mina that maybe Yishmael is also a path? I mean, certainly the Yishmael would claim such a thing. They even talk about a Kedas Yishmael as opposed to a Kedas Yitzchak. But was there any, from the Torah, was there any consideration that maybe Yishmael would be the continuation of Avram Avinu? Pasuk says, "Ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazara." The Yitzchak is going to be the Hamshacha, the continuation of Avram. So we don't have to worry about Yishmael. Yishmael is not a player. But now, "Ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazara." From Yitzchak comes Zerah, comes the true continuation of, again, this grand family, this awesome legacy. So you'll say, okay, B'Yitzchak. B'Yitzchak means that there's a path called Yaakov, and there's a path called Esav. And it's not clear who's the Bechor. And there's this power struggle that's taking place already from the womb. Right? From the moment that they were conceived, there's already this power struggle between Yaakov and Esav. So you have a puzzle. Ki B'Yitzchak yikar l'chazara. How do Chazal understand B'Yitzchak yikar l'chazara? Be Yitzchak below Kol Yitzchak, which is interesting because I wouldn't have necessarily read the pasuk that way. I would have said, "Be Yitzchak, whoever comes from Yitzchak, is called Zerah. It's called the continuation of this legacy." But Chazal say, no. Ki bi Yitzchak, v'lo kol Yitzchak. Part of Yitzchak will become us, will become Klal Yisrael, and part of Yitzchak will not. And the moment that occurred was the night of the Seder. At the night of the Seder, there's a clear divide between Yaakov, who gets the brachos from his father, Yitzchak, and Esav, who also gets a bracha on that night, but he's not really the chosen one. He's not the Bechor. There's a clarification of who the true Bechor is. Pasuk says in Shemos, Bini Bechori Yisrael. Bini Bechori Yisrael. Yisrael is the true Bechor. It doesn't matter when it sometimes looks like Esav is the Bechor. It became clear at the Seder night, and that's what we're trying to re-experience. Chayav Adam Liros as Atzma. We're trying to re-experience that a Jew should be able to close his eyes and say, I am the Bechor. Bini Bechori Yisrael. I am a Kodesh Baruch who is firstborn. So I'll ask you an interesting question that Rabbi Chanan Wasserman asked. If Bnei Bechor Yisrael, if the Jewish people are the firstborn, so that sounds like maybe there are other children who are not the firstborn, but they're also children. You have a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. He's like, oh, so we're the children of Hashem. But says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, I think he asked the Chafetz Chaim this question, Bnei Bechor Yisrael sounds like we're the firstborn, but there are other children. They also count. Right? Seems to contradict what we're saying, that this was the moment where Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, I'm choosing Yaakov to the exclusion of Esav. Bini Bechori Yisrael. Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, in his Preet Tzadok, in Parshas Bo, also asked this question, and he says an amazing answer. And this is the feeling, again, a Jew, I want to give over a feeling that a Jew comes to the Seder with. Listen to what he says. Rav Tzadok says, Bini Bechori Yisrael. The Jewish people are the Bechor. The Bechor over who? The Bechor over Esav? For sure. Is Esav Tafel? Is Esav a secondary continuation of, just not as outstanding as Yaakov? Bini Bechor Yisrael. What are we emphasizing? We say that Klal Yisrael is the true Bechor. Right? The ultimate child. Esav we're not so worried about. But says Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, you know who else is called a Ben? You know who else is called Bnei Elohim? Angels are called Bnei Elohim. Sometimes angels are called Bnei Elohim. They're also considered. So says Rav Tzadok, Bnei Bechor Yisrael, everything that happened in Mitzrayim to create that reality of Bnei Bechor Yisrael, which again is rooted back in that moment where Yitzchak gave the bracha to Yaakov to the exclusion of Esav. A Jew comes to the Seder and he has to be able to close his eyes and say to himself and really feel it and mean it, that I, as a Jew, I'm greater than all the nations of the world, even the ones that seem more powerful and seem to have more of a voice in the world stage. I'm Bnei Bechor Yisrael. I'm Bechor over the Bnei Elohim, over the angels, says Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin. A Jew has to come to the Seder and feel that I'm top of the world. Right? Malchus, I sit at the Seder, and I sit there and I'm able to enjoy this position that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me. I'll share with you an amazing Maharal in the Derech Chaim on Pirkei Avos. Who knows what the last Mishnah in Pirkei, what's the last Maimer Chazal in Pirkei Avos? And when I say Pirkei Avos, I mean the fifth parak. The sixth parak is really an add-on parak. How does Pirkei Avos end?
It's not fair, there's no
sin. How does Pirkei Avos end? Ben Hei Omer, Lefum Tzara Agra. Anyone here speak Aramaic? Lefum Tzara Agra. Says the Maharal, Peirush Davar Zeh, Ki Lefi Godel HaTzar Hu Haschar. In accordance with the effort and the struggle is the reward. But it's in Aramaic, Lefum Tzara Agra. In accordance with the Tzar is the reward. The statement right before that, Ben Bagbag says, also in Aramaic, turn it over and turn it over, because everything is found within the Torah. Why are the last two statements, says the Maharal of Prague, why are the last two statements in Pirkei Avos in Aramaic? The Maharal translates for us, Perish Dover Zeh, Ki Tefi Godel HaTzar Hu Aschar. So why couldn't the Mishnah write it in Lashon HaKodesh? Why is this Mishnah telling us, learn Torah and learn more Torah and learn more Torah? Goshana Bet, Goshana Gimel, Goshana Dalet, I'm just joking, your parents will kill me, right? Just continue to learn Torah. You don't only learn Torah when you're in Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael. That's a mistake some people, for some reason, think. The whole life of a person is learning Torah, whatever environment you find yourself in. Yeah, so keep learning Torah, because everything is in it. That's Ben Bagbag. Ben Hei Hei, Lefum Tzara Ag. These are the concluding statements of Pirkei Avos. Why is it not in Lashon HaKodesh? So the Maharal says an amazing thing. The Maharal says, because these two things are only for the Jewish people and not for the angels. Let's think about it. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Peches, that when the angel said, "What? You're giving the Torah to Basar Adam? You're wasting the Torah on mankind?" And Hashem says, "Yes, the Torah is for them and not for you. The Torah is given to Klal Yisrael, it's given to the Jewish people, it's not given to the angels." Lefum tzara agra. Do angels have tzar? Is it hard for an angel to get up in the morning to serve Hashem? To drag itself out of bed? To put on its tefillin? Does an angel have a hard time carrying out its shlichus? There's no such thing. An angel doesn't go up or down. Whatever assignment it's given, that's what it does. There's no aliyos and no yuridos. Right? Regular yashara, like the Navi says. Their legs are straight. Whereas the Talmud Yerushalmi and Bracha says, if you don't have joints in your legs, you can't jump. You also can't crouch. An angel can't go up or down. So why is it written in Aramaic? Says the Maharal, we know from Chazal, that angels don't speak Aramaic. Angels don't understand Aramaic. So what the Mishnah is telling us at the end of Pirkei Avos, Torah, it's not for the angels. Yeah, Schar and Onesh, right? The possibility of struggle and gaining from that struggle, also not for the angels. So you write it in a language as if to say, this is not for you. And we also are saying to the angels, we're also trying to keep it a secret, because the angels, says the Maharal, would be jealous of us. Right? They would be jealous. That's not fair. Why do the Jews get to work hard and acquire greatness through their struggle? We want that opportunity. So we conceal it, we hide it from the angels by presenting it in Lashon Arami. Lefum tzar agra. So, however, based on this, how does the Haggadah begin? How does Magid begin? Holach Ma'anya, what language is that in? It's also in Aramaic. What are we saying when we begin the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? We're basically hinting that the angels don't have a place at the Seder. Yes, the Zohar describes that the angels want so badly to come to the Seder, and Hashem comes with Palmalia and Shomala, and all the angels come to be by your Seder. But what we're really saying is that the Seder is not about the angels, and the Seder is not about the nations of the world. Right? Bini B'chori Yisrael says of Tzadok that even greater than the angels, the Jewish people, have a place in the eyes of to really wrap your head around that, to feel that I'm greater than a Malach. That I'm greater than the most powerful person in the world. Even if I'm just a simple Jew. The Kutzker Rebbe used to say. The Kutzker, what someone said to the Kutzker about a Jew. Kutzker asked, who is that person? He said, Stamayid. Stamayid. So the Kutzker said, by me, there's no such thing as Stamayid. He says, Stam stands for, right? What happens if you see a sofer Stam? What does Stam stand for? Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. So he says even a Stamiyid is filled with the same Kedusha of a Torah, of Tefillin, and Mezuzah. Those are things as a Stamiyid. The simplest Jew is greater than anyone else in the world, in this world and in worlds beyond this world. Even greater than the Malach. And that's what Klal Yisrael earned. Bini B'chori Yisrael. Why are we called Yisrael? Who gave us the name Yisrael? Who gave the Malach? When Yaakov fought against the Malach, when he fought against Sarash al-Esav, and he said, you're not going to be Yaakov anymore, you're going to be Yisrael. You remember why? What does that name mean, Yisrael? Kisarisa, because you fought against Malachim, Vatuchal, and you won. You defeated angels. So I'll ask you another simple question. If we defeated angels, so why is our name not reflected? Why does our name not reflect the victory? Kisarisa, because you struggled against the angel, Vatuchal, and you won. So the name of the Jewish people should be some variation of Vatuchal. Yisrael means Kisarisa, that you struggled. Rav Leibler Eger explains, the grandson of Rabbi Kiva Eger explains, that that's what makes Klal Yisrael great. That's the moment of divide between Yaakov and Esav. Esav doesn't want the Bechor because he knows it comes with a lot of struggle, it comes with a lot of responsibility. When we talk about Klal Yisrael being chosen, when we're closing our eyes at the Seder and saying, I'm greater than all the nations of the world, I'm greater than the Malachim, it's not with Gaiva, it's with a sense of deep responsibility for the world. That's the feeling that a Jew has when he comes to sit at the Seder. That Bini B'chori Yisrael, that everything we went through in Mitzrayim, like Hashem told us at the beginning in Parsha Shmos, Bini B'chori Yisrael, you're going to become my true B'chor through the struggle in Mitzrayim. We're going to redefine that pasuk. Ki bi Yitzchak yikar lechazar. Bi Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. Esav says, nah, I don't want the struggle. I want the easy path in this world. The Jews say, we're willing to work. We'll wait it out. We'll collect the reward at the end. Lefum tzara agra. There's a sefer called Beis Yitzchak on Torah. So he says, it's interesting. He says, the nations of the world, take for example the Christians, so they celebrate the first day of the week. We, the Jewish people, celebrate Shabbos, the last day of the week. And again, it's reflective of our attitude. Are we willing to work and work and work and work and work and then cash in? Or do I want the reward up front? Esav says, I'd rather take a bowl of soup right now than have to deal with the responsibility of being the Bechor. And that's B'ni B'chori Yisrael. The Jewish people went to Mitzrayim, and we worked hard, and afterwards we emerged, and it was clear. It was clear through everything we had worked on in Mitzrayim, all the suffering in Mitzrayim, all of the maror of Mitzrayim, all the bitterness of Mitzrayim, was a stepping stone to the Geula. I was thinking yesterday, B'derech Remez, you could say. You could say when the Pasuk says, Ki bi Yitzchak yikar lechazara. And again, Chazal say, Bi Yitzchak, lo kol Yitzchak, not all of Yitzchak, not Esav, Bi Yitzchak. Right? One stream of Yitzchak, Yaakov is going to emerge. But again, it's through that struggle that B'ni B'chori Yisrael, Kisarisa, emerges. What's the gematria of B'Yitzchak?
Yeah, I know you like that.
What's the gematria of B'Yitzchak?
210,
exactly. Because it was the 210 years of suffering in Mitzrayim that helped us to clarify B'Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. It was that hard work the Jews went through in Mitzrayim. Anyone who's learning yeshiva, which is all of you, you understand that experience of working hard in the Beis Medrash. It's not easy. Learning Torah is not easy, especially at the beginning. The first years of serious learning Torah, right, having a full day of Lima Torah, it's the most overwhelming thing in the world. Right, to sit and to care about the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, which is not even relevant to my life. It doesn't apply. I don't know. Practically, I have no idea what to do with this information. Why do I have to care about this? And to be able to understand all these things and to sit in front of a Gemara, which the Maharal says is also the primacy of Talmud Bavli, right, written in Aramaic. And if he says, well, you'll say it's just because they were living in Bavel. Talmud Yerushalmi is also, it's a different dialect of Aramaic, but it's also in Aramaic. That the Torah, the bulk of Torah Shebaal Peh, is given to us in Aramaic. Ah, Mishnayos are in Lashon HaKodesh. Ah, Mishnayos are for kids, the Maharal says. The real Torah.
You believe
real
it?
Learning Gemara. No. But the Maharal says it, and I'm not going to argue on the Maharal.
We're all kids,
yeah. So this is what we're trying to feel at the Seder. We're trying to feel B'ni B'chor Yisrael. That as a Jew, yes, we worked really hard in Mitzrayim. We've worked really hard, and a Jew has to work hard in this world. But there's a sense of unbelievable accomplishment when a Jew works hard. And to feel, again, B'chiras Yisrael, the selection of the Jewish people at the Seder night. When we left Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, Ki barach, they were running for their lives. They felt like any second now the whole thing could collapse. We could get pulled back into Mitzrayim. Right? They were fleeing from Mitzrayim. B'chipazon, they were so scared. But you know what happens afterwards? As the Jews mature, as they understand what had happened in Mitzrayim, that Ki barach becomes Ki bachar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu selects us. And then we come with the same letters, right? Bez, Ches, Reish could also be Ches, Reish, Bez, Har Chorev. We come to Har Sinai. And we're Mekabel the Torah. So we went from a bunch of scared Jews who don't have the confidence to what? To being Jews who have the confidence. To realize that everything that happened in Mitzrayim was for our good, that we became stronger. We became stronger than the Egyptians. That the Egyptians, at the end of the day, where's there a trace of Mitzrayim, the world power at the time? It's gone. And so many of our enemies, which were so dominant, which were so powerful, which seemed to be the ones who have the upper hand in the world. No, B'ni B'chor Yisrael, don't ever forget that. That the Jewish people are the ones who again lead the way on the world stage. So now the challenge is, and with 5 minutes left, the challenge becomes, do we believe it? It's nice Torah, it's nice ideas. But to sit at the Seder and to close your eyes and to really believe that I am the most powerful person in the world, that I'm greater than the Malachim. And then you go back to Mitzrayim one more time and you say, hold on a second. Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim were on the 49th level of Tumah. We weren't so great. We weren't such tzaddikim. We weren't so outstanding. We didn't have so much merit. So what are we pretending? We're sitting at the Seder and we're pretending, yes, we're the greatest in the world. And then you put it into its historical context and you say, what are we talking about? I was on the lowest level. So maybe Yaakov, when he got the brachos from his father on the night of the Seder, okay, that was a selection that made sense, that Yaakov was chosen over Esav. But remember that in Mitzrayim, we were also chosen. On the 49th level of Tumah, we were also chosen. Hashem chose us then. Do we believe that? Do I believe in my less exalted moments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu still chooses me? Part of the reason that Yaakov had to disguise himself as an Esav and to trick his father Yitzchak is to lay this seed, this foundation, that even a Jew who's sometimes wearing the outer trappings of an Esav, even a Jew who's deceiving himself, who's deceiving the Tzadik Hador, who's deceiving his father, Avinu Shebashamayim, you're tricking your father in heaven, right? And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I still give you the bracha. I still choose you. Because I believe in you and I believe in your potential. I recognize the inner purity of a Jew. You remember the bracha at the time? He comes into the room and he smells something. Yitzchak smells something. He says, the scent of these begadim. What does the Medrash say? Reach begadav? Reach bogadav. Hashamnu bagadnu. I smell that even the sinners of the Jewish people, says the Medrash. Even a Jew on the 49th level of Tumah has so much to offer the world. I trust this broken Jew in Mitzrayim more than I trust anyone. I want to give the Torah to this Jew. I want to put this Jew, I want to give him the achrayus for all of humanity, for all of mankind. Because I believe in this Jew. I was thinking maybe you could say a new pshat why we wear a kittel at the Seder. A lot of different explanations why we wear a kittel. Imre Yemes, the Ger Rebbe, once asked his father, the Sfas Emes, he said, you know, father, why do we wear a kittel at the Seder? So Sfas Emes said, because people get new clothing for Yontif. And you bought a nice new kapata. You know, I bought a nice new suit for Yontif. You don't want to get it dirty. So you wear a kittel on top. So that way when you make a mess at the Seder, right, you won't ruin your new suit. So Imre Yemes knew his father was being mechaving to something very deep. And the Beis Yisrael, the fourth Ger Rebbe, the son of the Imre Yemes, went on to explain what he thought his grandfather was alluding to. But I was thinking, you know what the pshat with the kittel? The kittel is the most foolish thing to wear to a Seder. The kittel is the cleanest, whitest, purest beged. Right? Who am I kidding that I'm going to be able to keep the kittel clean at the Seder? For sure it's going to get dirty. Between the matzah crumbs and the wine spills, right? And the, you know, the charoses. And I'm leaning as I'm drinking, so for sure it's going to spill. For sure I'm going to make a mess. But maybe that's exactly the point. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to wear a beged that I'm positive is going to get dirty. And I want you to think back to that moment. I want you to think back to that moment when Yaakov, right, got that bracha wearing the begadim of Esav, the dirty begadim of Esav. And I want you to think about that medrash, that he smelled reach bogdav, that even the imperfect Jew, even the Jew who's sullied on the outside, but he has a neshama tahora, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu selects us. Elokai neshama shenasat to be tahora hi. Hashem says, I see past all of the outer trappings of the Jew, who appear superficially, to be on this low level of tumah. Hashem says, I choose you, I believe in you. I want you to reemerge from whatever mitzvah, whatever's holding you back from reaching your potential. I want you to believe in yourself. Chayiv adam liras es atzmo. Not to see that Yaakov once a time got a bracha on the Seder night. Chayiv adam liras es atzmo. That Hashem is choosing me at the Seder to believe it. And the more you believe it, the more it becomes reality. The more a person believes in something, the more it works for him. There's an amazing comment I brought along, the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, or Rabbi Aaron Cutler. This is the second volume of the Sefer, in his writings on Elul. But here's what he says. He says there's a Gemara in Brachos that tells us that David HaMelech, remember the story? David HaMelech at the end of his life, he's freezing, he can't warm himself. They're covering him in begadim, and he can't warm up. Doesn't make any sense. Why are the begadim not warming his body? So the Gemara says, because David once did something disgraceful to a beged. Who remembers? Alright, he cut the corner, he tore the corner of Shaul's beged. So now, David HaMelech, oh, you don't treat begadim properly, begadim aren't going to work for you. So let me ask you a simple question. A woolen garment doesn't work because you didn't treat it? I mean, the physical properties of the beged are still there. And yet Chazal are revealing to us that even something of a physical nature, even something which has a physical property to it, a warm garment, which should warm you regardless of your attitude towards it, will respond to you in accordance with how you respond to it. If you treat it in a scornful fashion, then it's not going to be there for you. So says Rav Aaron Kotler, Halachas kama v'kama mikol shekin, misha mezalza b'segulas hayamim hakadoshim halalu. He's talking about Elul, but the same thing is true about Elul HaSeder. A Jew who comes to the Seder, and he doesn't believe that he can really leave Mitzrayim, a Jew who doesn't believe in the power of the Yom Tov, a Jew who doesn't believe that Hashem would want to select me after some of the things that I've done, the bad choices that I've made in my life. Right? A person who feels that way, guess what? Then the Yom Tov won't work for you. If you don't believe in the power of these days, if you don't believe that the Yom Tov can work for you, then you stop the Yom Tov from working for you. Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Hamavaze es hamoados," a person who's mavaze the moed. I don't even want to say the end. The Chazal have very strong things to say for a person who doesn't treat a moed with respect. What does it mean to be mavaze the moed? What does it take to be mavaze something? So again, we go back to Shaul. when Shaul was selected, the pasuk says that some of the dissenters said about Shaul, "Ma yoshi'enu zeh vayivzuhu." How is this one going to save us? And they rejected him. They were scornful of him. In Shmuel, the pasuk in Shmuel says that right after he was selected, what's he going to do for us? You recognize that word zeh? That's a seder word. Vavatas avoda hazos b'chodesh hazeh, hachodesh hazeh lachem ba'avor zeh. Ma yoshienu zeh. A person comes to the Seder and says, Ma yoshienu zeh. Chodesh Nisan. I mean, again, it's cute. We sit at the Seder, we have a nice time, and we do a lot of mitzvahs. The Vilna Gaon says 64 mitzvahs in one night. That's really great. But it's still not going to be enough to be selected. And at the end of the day, after the Seder, I'm going to turn on the news. And guess what? There's still a scary world out there. Ma yoshienu zeh. Vayivzuhu. But that's being mevazes moados. And a person who's mevazes something, David HaMelech was mevazes begadim, and the begadim didn't work for him. But if you come to the Seder and you say, Ani Mamin in Bechiras Yisrael, Ani Mamin Bini Bechori Yisrael, I believe that I'm greater than the angels who are just sitting as spectators around the outside of my Seder. They just want to watch. But they're not part. They're not the ones who are celebrating on this night. It's Klal Yisrael. It's that deep sense of joy that Klal Yisrael has, saying, wow, tonight's our night. This was the night that we parted ways. Ki bi Yitzchak yikar lechazara. Bi Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. This is the night that the Jewish people, through all of our hard work, it paid off. And even if I still feel that I'm on the 49th level of Tomei after all the hard work, after all my hard work, I still feel like I'm not ready to be selected. Remind yourself that Klal Yisrael was selected. Go back to that time. Picture in your mind that moment that the Jewish people were selected. I'll end with a vart from the Rav Shitzer. The Zera Kodesh, the Rav Shitzer said, Tchila l'mikroi kodesh zeichel yitzias mitzrayim. Tchila l'mikroi kodesh. We always go back. We're always talking about yitzias mitzrayim. Sefer HaChinuch says, we're always talking mitzvah chaf aleph. A tourist is going to talk to you about mitzvah chaf aleph, Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim. Yeah, we're always talking about so many mitzvahs are connected back to Mitzrayim. We're always going back to Mitzrayim. Shabbos, we're making Kiddush. Zechel Yisias Mitzrayim. Not only creation of the world, Zechel Yisias Mitzrayim. Tefillin, Zechel Yisias Mitzrayim. All the holidays, Zechel Yisias Mitzrayim. Says the Rav Shitzer, Tchila l'mikroi kodesh, Zechel Yisias Mitzrayim. You want to feel Kiddush in your life? You want to believe in yourself? Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. Tchila, the beginning of Mikroi Kodesh, of calling yourself holy. To believe that I'm a holy Yid, that I'm not just Stam a Yid. That Stam means that I have the potential to be Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos. No such thing as a regular Jew. The simplest Jew is selected in Mitzrayim. Tchila le Mikroi Kodesh. You want to feel your own Kedusha? All you have to do is think about Mitzrayim. One moment they're on the 49th level of Tuma, and a short while later, they're hearing Hashem speak to them directly. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Tchila mikroi kodesh. You want to pick yourself up. You want to feel kedusha in your life. Just remember Mitzrayim. They were not in such a gevaldic place. They hadn't earned the Yeshua. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Rachmanis, as the very word Pesach means. Everyone's used to Rashi's second pshat. That Pesach is a lashon of what? Dilug, that Hashem was passing over the house. Passover. What does the word Pesach mean? What's Rashi's first pshat? Pashut pshat in the word Pesach. Chemla, Rashi says. Rachmanis. Hashem had Rachmanis on us. Why? Because Hashem believed in us. So He took us from the 49th level of Tumah, and He said, listen, as soon as I get you out of Mitzrayim, as soon as I pick you up, as soon as you believe, you cry out to me, and you believe that you can be saved, you don't have a negative attitude, Ma Yoshienu Zeh, how is this going to happen? We'll never get out of Mitzrayim. Once you believe that you can happen, Tchilal Mikroi Kodesh Zeich Litzias Mitzrayim. A short while later, you're standing by Kabbalah Sator. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to you directly. So I want to give us a brach. You should come to this area. You should really believe it. Again, it can only work as much as you believe it. Take a loan from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you have to. We say in the piyut for Parshas HaChodesh, which most people don't say, but in the back of the Siddur, the section that they still printed in the art scroll, even though no one says it. Right? But what does it say? It says, this is the Chodesh Asher Yeshuos Bo Makifos. So Pashut Pshat means that this is the month where Yeshuos, where salvation surrounds us. Makifos, a makif, surrounds us. But the Eish Kodesh and other tzaddikim, the Boris Yisrael, other tzaddikim explained that makif has a different connotation also. Hachenvani makif, like it says in Pirkei Avos. The chenvani lends on credit. He gives you donations. Right? He gives you a donation. He gives you a donation to be shoel. Shoel means to ask questions, which is a big part of the Seder night, but it also means to be a borrower. You come to the Seder, you say, Hashem, I need a big loan. I'm on the 49th level of Tumah. Hashem says, no problem. This is the Chodesh of Yeshuas. Bo makivos. I'll lend you Yeshuas. All I ask of you is don't say, Mayoshinu ze. Don't say, it's not going to happen to me. If it happened to them when they were on the 49th level of Tumah, I drew us to believe. B'ni B'chori Yisrael. You're the one I want. You're the one who's willing to struggle. It's not easy. Hashem says, I know it's not easy. You went through a lot of Mitzrayim. But at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're the one I want. So Miritz Hashem, we should be able to feel that in a deep way. We should go through the Seder, Mitchilo, the Avodah Zarah, to start off, Maschil B'gnus, to feel the transformation that's taking place over the course of the Seder, and to come to that deep sense of Ava that Kadosh Baruch Hu has, as you're sitting in the wee hours of the morning, you know, and now your kittel's all stained, right, for those who wear a kittel, and the matzah crumbs are all over the place, and you're very, very sleepy, and you feel like, I don't have much more to offer Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem says, right then, that's Shir HaShir. That's when I want the Shir HaShir. At the end of the Seder, at the end of a long, exhausting night, when you feel like you have nothing more to give, Hashem says, that's when I choose you, Shir HaShir. The Ava that Hashem feels for Klal Yisrael. Hashem, we should all be zochet to feel it in our lives. Shkoyach, Hashem v'sameach. I don't know.